Amazing what the Lord laid on my heart to even share. Turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter number 19. Revelation chapter number 19. Thank the Lord for his eternal word. Amen. I want to read this whole chapter. It's 21 verses. I'll deal with most of those in the middle part of the chapter. But let's just read this whole chapter, okay? After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he have judged the great whore, that old church, harlot church, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God, that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. And his wife had made herself ready. And her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. He said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren, and have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he did judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that it would he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. He had on his vesture, on his thigh, name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. And ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them. And the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken with him, the false prophets that wrought miracles before him, in which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. And them that worshipped his image, these both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burneth with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Would you pray with us? Father, we're grateful for another opportunity, our Father, just being able to read your eternal word. We pray that it go forth this morning, accomplish in this hour and in our hearts what it needs to accomplish and what you send it forth to do. Because you said he wouldn't return forward. But Lord, we look into thee, we lean in on you. It's absolutely, Lord, without you we can do nothing. But God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Now strengthen us this morning. Speak, our Father, your eternal word in a special and a marvelous way. Our Father, draw us close. Help us to see. Help us even as believers to see the end of the time, the shortness of this time, how close it is to your soon coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to mostly deal with verse 11 through, if it is verse 17, but I want to say in the starting of this chapter, before we read, go back to verse 11 and look at this, where he saw the heavens open. But if you'll notice in the read in this chapter, in the first part of this chapter, it was talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb. We had a supper there. That was the marriage supper of the Lamb. Thank God that's where we headed. Amen. I'll tell you what, won't it be a wonderful time when we get there where that marriage supper of the Lamb is? Hallelujah. But on the end of that chapter, you see another supper. That's the supper of God. That's when God comes. Hey, listen, he's going to destroy and kill, and he's going to call in the fowls. You're talking about something that's ahead of us. I'm glad, listen, I wouldn't want to be left in this world for what's coming upon it for anything. There's not anything worth it. This world and all the fullness of it, all the silver and the gold, all the pleasure, all the things that you might comprehend and get a hold of in this hour, it's nothing to compare. Well, listen, what's going to happen at the end of it? Listen, you just read it. It's an awful thing, but thanks be unto God. You don't have to be at that supper. Listen, that supper that God's called his supper when he calls the fowls of the air to eat all, listen, all the dead bodies is slain. Listen, when this great battle is fought, you see, people have been fighting against God, but you can't whip him. He's a man of war, and therefore he's coming back. He's coming back for the church. He's coming back for you and for me, and thank God. This is if you're looking about chapter 4, I believe it, you'll see where the church is caught out, the rapture of the church is caught out, and gone to be with him, but thank God. During the tribulation, there's trouble and tribulation coming on this world like you've never seen. The Bible said like there's never been before. I'm telling you, we're right at the verge of it. We're right at the brink of it. I can see it. That song when Brother Leroy was singing, 24th chapter of Matthew. I'm telling you, it's on us. It's fulfilling right in our eyes, and we can't seem like we can see it. God, stir us up. This morning, it's late. It's later than we think. It is. It's later than we think. And so John said, I saw heaven open. He said, first thing he said, I saw a white horse. But listen, what he saw on that horse. Hallelujah. He said, you know, even a horse is a source of strength. It's a power. It's speed. No, we could go. But listen, he's coming back riding a white horse. Somebody said, well, I don't believe it. Well, I don't know what kind of horse it's going to be, but it says a horse. Instead of white. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming the first time. We're going to hear him sound in the air. The trumpet of sound. We'll be caught up together with him going there. Hallelujah. To the judgment seat of Christ. And to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then he's coming back. I'm telling you. I'm coming back with a sword. You notice in this army, as you read it through it, the armies of heaven are following him. They're on white horses too. And listen, they don't have, listen, no swords in their hand. The only sword Jesus has, it's his word of God. It's the word of God going forth from his mouth. He just has to speak the word. That's the sword. The Bible said the word of God's powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing even the divine sunder the soul. And God, he knows all the intents and the thoughts of our hearts. And thank God for the sword of the word of God. But he said he saw heaven open a white horse, and he didn't set off him, which is called. Look what he said, he's called faithful. You can mark one thing down. God's always been faithful. He always will be faithful. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. It's all through his word. You can depend on him. And therefore he said his name is called what? Faithful. He said he's faithful.
That's what the Word of God says. He is called faithful and true. That's what He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. He is faithful and He is true. He's always been faithful. He never let me down. He never ceased to help. He is so faithful. Did you know, although we remain unfaithful, He is still faithful. Aren't you faithful even through your trouble, when you go through troubles and trials and through your failures and your faults, all our failures and faults? Aren't you glad that God's faithful? He's faithful and He's true. There's nothing untrue about Him. There's nothing false about Him. There's no pretense. There's no, anything that He's showing that He is and He's not. He is true. And you shall know the truth. You shall know Him. He'll set you free. He's the only one that can break the bonds of iniquity and sin is the Son of the living God. He's true. He's faithful. What else did He say about that one on that white horse? And in righteousness He doth judge and make war. I'm telling you, He said, not only is He true, not only is He faithful, but He said, in righteousness. In righteousness. That's why you got to be robed and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. That's the only righteousness to stand in the day of judgment. He said, in righteousness He doth judge. Won't be no crooked judgment with Him. Be just as straight as, straight can be. He's a judge. And I'll tell you something. He said, and make war. You know, some people say, well, look like God just ain't paying no attention to what all's going on. Yes, He's paying attention. And He's going to settle it up one day. But I mean, He's coming back. Just as sure as you're sitting there and I'm standing here right now, He's coming. And He is going to judge. The Bible says He's going to judge the world. Listen, He's going to judge. We're going to be judged even as Christians at the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to have to give account to God for every word and deed, everything. You're going to have to give account for what He's done for you and what the place He puts you and what His opportunities He's given you. I could go on and on and on, but listen. He said He's coming to judge and make war. He said, I'm coming to put down this wickedness and sin. It's happening one day. Can you imagine? And all this is all over, living in a world where there wouldn't be no more of this, what we hear every day. You won't never hear somewhere or another. Somewhere, even just the United States of America, you'll hear somebody's got murdered, killed, and on. But you know what? Thank God we headed to a day, one day, when that all will be over. See, we got a Savior coming. He's going to rule. He's going to reign. He's going to reign. He puts everything under His feet. What did He say? He said in verse number 11, do a judge and make war. Look what He said in verse number 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Can you imagine that? Out of His eyes, it was like flames of fire coming. You know what? He's got eyes He can pierce. He can see everything. Hey, you don't hide nothing from God. We can't hide a thing from Him. He's got eyes to pierce even to the depths of even our heart and life and soul. But here He is. But John said, I saw Him. He's on that white horse. He's faithful and true. He do judge and make war. And said out of His eyes was like a flame, a fire. And said His head were many, on His head were many crowns. Crowns. Hey, He'll be wearing no more crown of thorns. He wore that one day for you and for me. But now it's gone. But He's got many crowns on Him now. And He had a name written that no man knew but He Himself. But hear what He said in verse 13. And He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
And his name is called the Word of God.
Hallelujah. That's why the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But he said his name is called the Word of God.
But you know, I got looking at clothed in fine linen. You know, we'll read on down there in a little bit, but you know them horses, the saints, all these coming with him there, riding on horses too. But you know what we clothed in? White and fine linen. What's our Lord doing? You know what I see that is? Some people may have different views on, but I see that as our wonderful Lord. He's still wearing that blood that was shed on Calvary.
And I got to think about Brother Raymond, hadn't been for that blood that he shed. He said it wearing it, his robe was a vesture of blood, dipped in blood. Thank God he was willing to shed his own blood. He's riding on that horse. And I'm telling you, he shed his blood for you, that you and I could be robed in fine linen and white, thank God, and follow him one day on them white horses. Glory to God. What a Savior. I don't know about you, I'm going to thank God. Whew. Hallelujah. Hey. You couldn't reverse that. If it reversed, we'd be dead in hell. But he took the blood. He shed his own blood. That you could be saved and I could be saved. That we could have eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, you can just shout on that if you want to. I'm telling you, it's where he's worth it. Thank God for the blood. Without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sins. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Even in the Old Testament, he had to put that blood on the lintels. Had to put that blood on that house. You know why? When God said, when I come, when I see that blood, and that death angel come through there that night, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And you know the way God's going to pass that judgment, the only way you're going to get out of under the judgment of God that's on you. See, we're already condemned. We came here condemned. He came to set us free. And the only way you'll ever get out under it is through the shed blood of Calvary, our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see our Lord. John saw him on that white horse. And he saw him clothed in vesture dipped in blood. And he saw his call, the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. You going to be there following him? He said the armies. Armies, plural, in heaven. I believe it's going to be a number that you can't even number. It's going to be so many. I'm telling you, I believe that with all my heart. Multitudes and multitudes hadn't been saved and won't never be saved. But I want to tell you something. Multitudes and multitudes have been saved and will be. Thank God, the armies of heaven. Hallelujah. Now what about those armies of heaven following it? Wow, where are they going? Upon white horses. Our Lord's on a horse. And we're going to be on one too. White. That's a sign of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, they said back in horse when they used horses in battle, particularly in the Civil War, that if one of the generals, Lee or some of them, Grant, some of them was on a horse, they would be on a horse, but if he got off and walked, they'd get off and walk. You know what? One day our general, Supreme One, our Savior, our Captain of our salvation, when he comes back, listen, we're going to be following him on white horses. And thank God, and we're going to be clothed. Not with that blood garment. He shed that. But we're going to be clothed. Fine white linen, white and clean. Hallelujah. Hey, how does he get clean? Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Clean, white raiment. Our wonderful Lord. Praise God. And he said in verse 15, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. Amen. Under his feet, he treads it. The wrath and fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. There's a verse of scripture. I remember preaching on it probably 40 years ago. And thanks, and I haven't looked at it right lately, but it's in, I believe it's in the 6th chapter. It said, for the great day of revelation of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Somebody said, I don't like to read the book of Revelation. You ought to read it. You ought to read it. Because I'm telling you, you don't want to be left here to go through it. It's an awful, awful time. Awful time. From always chapters and chapters before this, you see when the wrath of God's poured out. You know the only thing that's holding back now. He said he that will let until he's taken out of the way. When the Holy Ghost of the church is moved out of the way, all hell is going to break out on earth like you've never seen before. Only thing that's holding it back now, to a certain extent, is God's merciful hand. And the Spirit of God's still here. And the church is still here. But thank God one day, hey, let me tell you something. One day, you won't look around and see no empty benches. As sure as I'm talking to you, the rapture takes place, people are going to know something's happening. Oh, we better get to church. Late. Too late. One day, it's ahead of us. And I pray God will stir us Christians up, us saints up, realizing we got some days ahead. We're going to make it count for God. We better get at it before it's too late. And so he said, out of his mouth. He said, verse 16, he had on his vesture and on his thigh name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's not coming back to go to a cross again. He's not coming back to be crucified and go to a cross. He's not coming back no more for that. Listen, he only had to speak the word. Do you know when they come to arrest him when he was even here the first time? When he came walking on this earth. When he came, listen, when he was here, he walked near about everywhere he walked. He did. Listen, he rode a donkey one time. Listen, I'm going to tell you something though. He walked and listen, walked about everywhere he went. But thank God, when he come back this time, he won't be walking. He'll be riding that white horse. And listen, he's going to take, listen, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know what? They didn't know. They said, they didn't really know. Some of them didn't. Who he really was. But he's King of all kings. He's Lord of all lords. Hallelujah. Hey, we're not serving no little Savior. We're not serving no little Lord. I don't know how it is in your Bible. In my Bible, if every verse was as big, is where it says King of Kings and Lord of Lords, wouldn't nobody never need no glasses. They got it really enlarged I don't know if it's that way in your Bible or not. Some, most of them it probably is. He's King of Kings. And he's Lord of Lords. Amen. And you know how you can get saved? You got to confess him as Lord Jesus. You ever hear a lot sometimes about people saying, oh, just come on, accept him as your Savior, and you don't till you can confess him as Lord later and let him be Lord of your life. That don't work. He's either Lord of all or Lord not at all. You got to confess him as Lord Jesus. You have to surrender and submit your life to him as him to be the Lord and ruler of your life and my life. The Lord Jesus. He is Lord and he's my King. And you know what I'm glad of? I'm glad. I'm glad he's my Lord. I'm glad he's my King. Hallelujah. So he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Hallelujah. Well, as I said to start with, the first and last part of that chapter deals, I read it all, deals with the fact you either come to Christ and you can be at that first supper. Marriage supper of the Lamb. The Lamb will be there. The Lamb. But he's coming back as the King, ain't he? And the Lord. He's not coming back then. Although he is a Lamb, he's not coming back as the Lamb. He's coming back as a King and as a Lord. See, he came. He's here now. Although he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he's here now as a Lamb. Offer this free salvation that you can be able to be at that first supper and not at the last one. Sometime we need to preach on those suppers. But I'm telling you, thank God, I'm going to be, Lord, by his marvelous grace. You said, well, you're talking like you're bragging. No, I'm bragging on him. Hallelujah. I'm going to be with him. Clothed in fine linen and white. Because he shed his blood on Calvary. Where are you this morning? Are you in him? You have his blood applied to your life. If you don't, you can. By his marvelous grace. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. It's a great day coming.
Page 283 in the blue.